Well, welcome back to another episode of Teachable Life Moments with Keeler Bryson. And we are off to the start of a brand new week. And we have just left our weekend. And I hope that once again, you were able to do the things that you needed to do. And more importantly, I hope that you were able to get some rest, because without proper rest, it's hard to be productive and to perform at peak performance. So rest is very important, along with getting some time in to just hang out and have some me time, so to speak. So I trust that you were able to get those things in and that you were intentional about it. So here we are. We are back at the start of a new week. And today I want to talk to you about God's element of surprise. God's element of surprise. And if I had to add a little bit on to there, I would say God's element of surprise for your life. A lot of times when we are watching movies on television or what have you, sometimes those movies can be very intense. It can be some tension we may experience while watching those movies. And all of that is intentionally designed by the writer to create emotions in us and to kind of get us engaged into the movie that we're watching. And it's a real sharp and clever technique. It's amazing how writers can draw us in. I mean, and if it's a really good writer, I mean, they will draw us in and have us yelling at the television, talking to the television, trying to provide directions and guidance and all of that to try to help people get out of some terrible situations. And so that is called the element of surprise, when they're like, it's the beginning process of the steps that authors and writers have to go through in order to take us through a journey within that movie. And an element of surprise is basically when the writer tries to confound the TV watcher or the reader of the book with a plot and plot twist, basically. And basically, they're like drawing us in and trying to get us to start creating our own expectations. And then once we develop our expectations of what we think is gonna happen, and then, you know, we think we figured out this person, this character in the movie, or this character in the book, and then all of a sudden that element of surprise kick in. And as I said, it's designed to heighten, you know, dramatic tension in the story, to add suspense, or to introduce some sort of type of humor. And when we're watching these movies, we don't realize that all of this is going on, but it is strategic in how they developed it. When you think about an element of surprise, writers usually go through, or they include like five elements or five components of developing an element of surprise. And the first one is the identity element of the element of surprise, identity. And this is where a lot of times when you're watching that movie or you're reading that book, you think that you have properly identified a character. Like, you may, you know, see the guy in the story, like, oh, he's an innocent guy, he's a good guy. And then all of a sudden you find out, as the story or as you continue to read the book, this guy is terrible. He's a thief, or he's crooked, or he's not honest. Okay, so that's one element. They build us up by trying to get us to think, you know, develop what we believe is the identity of that character. Then the next component of the element of surprise is the motive. A lot of times when we're watching this movie, we think we understand the motive of a person or a character. And then all of a sudden we find out, you know, that person is not who we thought they were. Their motives is not what we thought, that we thought that this person was maybe a wicked person or they had some ill intent, but turns out they didn't. They were really truly who the author tried to depict them to be. And then the next component that writers work on to try to get us and draw us in is our perception. And this is when we usually have a built-in ideal of how we perceive things as we're watching the movie or reading the book. And then it turns out the reality that we perceive to exist is not actually there. Or it could be vice versa. And I can tell you one thing, when I'm watching movies with my family, it's like it's amazing. I amaze myself at how it's like I have this super discernment on how things are gonna turn out. And my husband, he's like, wow, you pegged that right. You pegged it correctly. And I amaze myself, you know, that I can read it real good and I can tell who are where the deception lies and where is the identity and where are the motives of the different characters and stuff. I mean, it is interesting. I think it's just a spirit of discernment that I have. That's kind of like an added gifting that God has given me, but I can peg a movie real quick. And even though everybody else will be sitting there, no, I don't think so. And then in the end, it turns out just the way that I saw it. But you know, there's a saying that says perception is reality. And a lot of times, you know, we see things through our reality. We see things through our experience in life, the way we've been raised. And a lot of times writers, they will draw us in because they know we have perceptions. And then all of a sudden they'll introduce that element of surprise and just blow everybody away. The next element of surprise is the element of misfortune. You know, a lot of times we watching these movies or we're reading a book and there's always an element of misfortune where there's something that bad that happens that's totally beyond the character's control. You know, maybe they were in a car accident, became paralyzed, and then all of a sudden they weren't able to work. Medical bills began to mount up and the family was unable to pay all of those medical bills. The person went into deep depression, you know, and then all of a sudden in the end, they rise above all of that. But misfortune is another element that writers and authors include when they're trying to build up to an element of surprise. And then the last component of an element of surprise that authors and writers include is betrayal. And we all know what that is when the story has a character, and let's say the character was unable to achieve his goal because someone denied it, maybe because of racism, or they denied it because of favoritism or something wicked, or you see betrayal like in a moment of stolen glory, or a person had a goal that they've been striving towards and is debased by another person's wickedness. We've all seen those type of movies, and they make you angry basically when you see the betrayal component. But when we watch these type of movies and we see these different angles to introduce an element of surprise, it causes us to feel so good at the end when we see the element of surprise kick in, and then the people end up living happily ever after in the end. Now, we know that sometimes there are stories where there isn't a happily ever after, but in this sense, in a lot of movies and books that we read, eventually everything tends to work out. So you may be asking me, Keela, what does God's element of surprise have to do with me? How is this beneficial to my life? Well, I'm glad you asked, because the whole point of today's podcast is to get us to see that our lives are much like reading a book. It is very much in like watching a movie. And as a result, we have got to realize that if we are dealing with emotive situation in our life where maybe we have people in our lives, you know, who they don't have good motives. And right now it's looking like this person is basically hampering our life or negatively impacting our life. And as a result, it's just looking like you're not going to make it at this point. Maybe you have a situation where you thought a person was a certain type of person and you're finding out that it's they not who you thought they were. Maybe your perception was you thought that you would be further down the road than you are, or you thought maybe things would have worked out for you by now. That is your perception. Maybe you are dealing with misfortune, something beyond your control. We know right now the country is trying to emerge from collective misfortune with this pandemic situation. Or you may be dealing with betrayal, some sort of betrayal, you know, and it's just looking like, man, my life is stuck in this situation and I need to have an element of surprise to come in my life like these movies do. You know, I need a happy ending in my situation. I need a happy ending in my perception and the misfortune that I may be dealing with, or maybe a betrayal, or just feeling like I don't know if there's any good days left, you know, for me because of what I'm dealing with. But just like in the movies and just like in the books that you read, you've got to realize that God has an element of surprise. That's right. In fact, I want you to go with me to Psalms 139 and 16. You know, did you know that God is an author? Did you know that God is an awesome writer? We see in Psalms 139 and 16, and I'm reading from the National American Standard Bible Translation, and it says, "Your eyes have seen my formless substance, and in your book were written all the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed." So we see in Psalms 139 that our life is already written out. Before we were even formed, it was a plan for us. And so that lets us know that our life is following a script, right? Your life is, my life is following a script. And just like reading a book or watching a movie, there are dips and then where there are highs in life. And sometimes, you know, just like watching a movie, it may look like that person is not going to be able to escape this horrible situation. And a lot of times when we're watching that movie, when we're reading that book, we can't even figure out a way of escape. But oh my goodness, that author has a awesome element of surprise that's going to blow us away of how this person is going to escape or be rescued. And so it is with God. He has a master element of surprise for our lives. It's not over. I don't care what it looks like. It may look like you can't come back from this. It may look like you're out for the count. It may look like you're never going to be able to move forward beyond the situation that you're in, or whatever it is. Remember, your life has already been written out. God already has the master plan. He already has the blueprint. He already knew about the motives and the identity and the perception issues, the misfortune and the betrayal. He already knew all about that. But guess what? He has an element of surprise for you. And you may say, well, how do I take advantage of it? How do I get this thing started? It's quite simple. Prayer. If a person has the master plan for your life, don't you think it's beneficial and wise to seek that person, to stay in communication with that person? And one way we can do that is by prayer. With prayer, we know that anything is possible. you know, and as you will never know when, where, or how God will answer your prayer. A lot of times, that's where a lot of people get hung up. They don't know when, where, or how God is going to answer it. And some people may have lost hope in it, but I'm here to tell you, don't lose hope in praying. Prayer adds the element of surprise to your life that is more fun than a surprise party. And it's more fun than a surprise gift. Prayer turns your life into a party, and it turns it into a gift. And have you ever been surprised by God? Maybe you didn't see how things were going to work out, and it did, and it just blew you away. Well, that happens to me a lot. As a matter of fact, it happened to me a few days ago. I was dealing with a situation, and you know, the folks was giving me an answer that I did not want. It wasn't the answer that I was seeking. And someone asked me, aren't you going to just call this other person? But you know what? I didn't. I just told the Lord about it. And I didn't call. And I didn't get all worked up about it. I just told the Lord about it. I let it go. I left it at the altar. I went on about my life. And guess what? I got what they told me they wasn't going to give me. Oh, my goodness. That was like a good surprise. Ooh, I tell you, I was just blown away. You know how you had those good surprises until you get to moving real fast? That's how I was moving, because it was greater than what I asked for. So God is a giver of surprises, and we have to pray and leave it alone. Don't be worrying it and nursing it and all of that. Just pray and release it, and just wait for him to release the element of surprise. All right. It's a wonderful thing. God wants us to live in awe, and he wants us to experience the strange and the mysterious ways in which he works. Just like a writer of a book, a writer of a movie, they have those secret elements of surprises in situations where it looked like these folks cannot escape their situation. But some kind of way, these writers, oh my goodness, strategically and brilliantly create a way to get these folks out of their situation in these movies and stories. So it is with God. He has numerous ways. I mean, we can't even imagine and count up the number of ways that God can move. I mean, talk about strange. Have you ever seen God move in a strange and a mysterious way? And the only way we can really experience that, we've got to pray to him and to believe that he has a holy surprise up his sleeve. The only thing that I can predict with absolute certainty is this. The more you pray, the more holy surprises will happen. The second way that you can begin to release and call on the holy element of surprise is you've got to give up control. Now, if you are a control freak, this is going to be a challenge for you, but I'm telling you, you can do it. You can trust God with your life. He already has the plan, and he has a good ending for us, but we've got to give up control. We got to give up control of thinking it has to work out the way we got it mapped out in our mind, because I'm here to tell you, your little mapped out plan that you have mapped out is nothing compared to the excellent, brilliant, miraculous plan that God has for your life. Give up control. Give up, because see, if you got it mapped up on how you think God gotta come and release the element of surprise in your life, then you're gonna hold up progress. Release it. All you do is pray, because after all, God's ways are higher than our ways. Even your best thought is not even able to compete with God's thought. And when you try to do it your way, all you're doing is limiting yourself, because your mind can't think as big as what God has in mind. Give up control. Give up the logistics of how you think it has to be mapped out. Just let it go and let the master plan, let the master element of surprise be released to your life, because you will be happier than the plan that you have in mind. I'm here to tell you, I have learned to let go. Just pray about it. Don't get all upset. Release it, because if you really have faith in God and his ability, all you just got to pray. a simple little prayer, release it and let it go and wait for God to work it out for your good, because he said he would, all right? In Romans, the 8th chapter. Now, when you give up control, you will lose a measure of predictability because you're not in control, right? But God can be trusted. Let it go. Whatever you're dealing with right now, know that God has an element of surprise for you. And when you do that and give up control, you're going to begin to see God move in some uncontrollable ways. You hear me? Anything could happen. At any place and at any time. I could tell you so many times of how the element of surprise has kicked in my life. And it's happened so many times, until that's why when things appear to not be working out the way I want them to work out, you know what I've learned to do is to let go, because I know that evidently God has a bigger way, a bigger plan than what I have in mind. And I've also come to realize that people can tell you no, and in the midnight, from in 24 hours and throughout the night, that thing could have been changed. I don't know how it changed. I don't know who did it in my favor, but I know he used somebody. And he does it over and over and over. And so live knowing that God has an element of surprise for your life. Don't sit around and worry and trying to figure it out and, you know, stressing yourself out, making yourself sick. God has an element of surprise for your story, for the plot, the twist, for whatever expectation you may be having or thinking. Know that God has a bigger plan. Release your expectations and how it has to be mapped out, and know that God is going to bless your socks off and have you moving real fast. It's like I was the other day. I was like, oh my goodness, look at God, just out of the blue. And you know, when you get a surprise, you are totally caught off guard. I'm talking about the surprise that make you nervous. You know how your hands start trembling because you just like consumed with just like this overwhelming joy and excitement. And so this is the time for you to experience that more and more and more. All right, that's my time. You have been listening to Teachable Life Moments with Keeler Bryson Podcast. If something I said has been a blessing to you, then please like, comment, share, tell others about the podcast. And until the next episode, have a wonderful week.